The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, your Astros are in action again today. Not going so well. You panicking yet? Of course not. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will tweet it out for you, or he'll talk about it on air. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. Can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, put your comments there. We'll be happy to read them if they're any good. And we're going to have another giveaway today that we're going to do for the Twitch folks. Which, Aaron, I see on here you say giveaway / liners. Halo giveaway stolen from Charlie. I don't really like that phrasing. He forgot to give it away, so we're going to give it away to our people. That's not stolen.
Okay, well, I was told he forgot to give it away, okay. And I said, hey, I'm just going to take it and give it away. And I was told, you know what? Do whatever you want with it. So,
I think the Astros just tied the game, by the way.
They did. Yeah. On a Jose Altuve home run.
Altuve, 9-9. It is a Wednesday, so we do things a little bit differently. When you call, when you text, when you tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. You know, with this Twitch channel, I can only vamp for so long, and people are looking at it going, where's
I know. I was in with the real boss around here.
Yeah.
I know how it is.
Laura is the MVP of the entire operation.
She's the real boss.
She really is. Nothing gets done without her. So, what's going on, man?
Sports. What's going on with you, man?
Stuff and some sports.
Good. It's going to be a good day then.
Yeah, yeah. What are the odds this is going to be a really good show?
Boy, I hope so. I'll go with...
you make it sound like the last few have sucked.
I mean, yeah. We're really due for a good show. No, I think we'll be fine. It's, I think I heard today, 26 days until the NFL starts?
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting into that time of year. I've been combing through college football stuff all day today, and it's a time where our jobs get really easy.
Yeah, I think I like it better when it's not easy, but I love football season so damn much. You know, it's just I can't wait, and we're getting close. And I started realizing that today when I'm like looking at I have to have a tooth pulled, and so I'm gonna have to miss a day.
When?
So I'm trying to figure out when I can get it done to where it's not going to interfere with football, and it's really difficult because, you know, once we get into September, man, that's go time.
It is. Although some of our guys have decided to take time off, like they're taking vacation during football season.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to name Raheel and Barry's names, but that's what they decided to do. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, are you a team guy or not a team guy? Are you a team guy or not a team guy? Then you let your tooth rot out of your head. I mean, you just deal with it. Speaking of Barry, I heard Joel and Barry today. Did you get to hear any of their show?
I heard about 5 minutes on the way in.
So Barry and Joel have shirts that they got made. Usual Suspect shirts. And they were saying, we're not the ones who wanted these shirts. The listeners wanted these shirts. That's a lie.
Yeah, that is a lie. They've been begging for them now forever.
Crybabying around here that, we don't have shirts. Nobody cares about us. Wah, wah. We want shirts made. And then like three listeners were like, I'd take a Usual Suspect shirt if you guys made one. They're like, yeah, the listeners, they demand it. But really, they're just egomaniacs, and they absolutely begged to have these shirts made. Then they get made, and they're like, we didn't ask for this. It's just,
This wasn't our idea when it absolutely was. So I just want to clear the record there.
Okay. I mean, I'm with you.
You heard the crying and begging, too.
Yeah, I did not hear them saying it wasn't...
Right.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't them that wanted it. So, yeah, I would have probably mentioned that, too. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Some dude tweeted at me yesterday about playing a parlay with Grinke and Cole, and then tweeted at me today about how, five-star parlay became five-star on Grinke. And I'm like, it doesn't really work that way if you're playing a parlay, unless you're doing an open parlay or you're waiting until the last second.
Well, I think it depends on your book, because a lot of the books, and when I bet baseball, I would do this as well. There's a box that says starting pitchers must start for action. So a lot of times what your bet is actually on starting pitcher A.
Yeah.
And if that guy doesn't start, the bet washes.
Well, that's I don't bet enough baseball to know other than...
Yeah. Well,
know,
I don't
that's
bet
the other
any
thing.
Now,
why are you tweeting me baseball bets when I don't bet baseball?
Yes.
But that's one where if you bet that game and did it more than, I'd say 10 minutes before Gerrit Cole was out there warming up, you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Then not so much. Hopefully it's nothing major, but you don't take any chances with a guy like that, right?
Right. And I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, there were people saying, the first thing I saw was it was a hamstring. And then later people were like, had elbow discomfort while he was throwing. I was like, whoa, that's two totally different things.
Elbow discomfort for a pitcher, bad thing. Hamstring.
I mean, not a good thing,
just
but
something
manageable
that Texans do all the time.
Right.
So,
but apparently, he says he feels fine. And let's say he's got to go on the injured list. You're talking about two starts. Okay. I mean, it's not a big deal. Honestly, at this point, are you worried about anything that doesn't stretch into, you know, the postseason or late September?
All I care about that happens with this team is that they get to the end healthy. Have their pitching set up for the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see Osuna have a decent stretch here because he hasn't been very good. But other than that, no. And if Gerrit Cole has to sit out 2 months, it might cost him the Cy Young.
Yeah.
But as long as he's ready in October when the time comes.
And if Gerrit Cole being out for a couple weeks, plays part in the Astros lose a 10.5 game lead over the A's somehow, I'm not putting that all on Gerrit Cole being hurt.
No, that would be a colossal joke. Yeah, would be a disaster.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge issue as long as he's ready to go come late September. And I mean, would I like him to have a start or two before the playoffs started? Of course.
Ideally, yeah.
But I'm not worried about something like that. And honestly, maybe I'm being pessimistic here. I'm almost... And just content saying the Astros are going to be the two seed in the American League, because I keep thinking the Yankees are going to, you know, have a tailspin, you know, run where they just finally start to realize, we don't have any of our players, and they lose a bunch in a row. But they're not. They just don't. They keep winning and keep winning and keep winning. So I'm just under the assumption now the Yankees they'll have home field advantage. And if the Astros are going to win, they're going to have to win an extra game in New York. And that's not the end of the world either.
Maybe you don't get to seven games.
Might not.
So, I don't know. I'm still not willing to say that they can't wind up with the best record. But
they can. But I'm not like worrying about that at this point. I'm not saying, it's a big deal if they do. It's a big deal.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If they're going to win the World Series, it's not going to be because they've got home field advantage over the Yankees or anything like that. It's going to be because they're the best team. So. I don't have too much concern, but I do think, I mean, it's no surprise that the teams that are, you know, the really the only teams talked about as World Series contenders all are, you know, the hottest teams in baseball right now. The Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Astros, they keep winning. If things go wrong, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep winning.
And the one thing that's amazing about the Yankees is...
I guess I should put the Mets in that category, too, although I don't think...
Yeah, well, they haven't been doing it all year.
They keep winning recently, but I don't know that anybody's thinking, no, they're going to win the World Series.
Boy, wouldn't it be something if they did?
Oh, you're talking about Miracle Mets.
But
I wasn't alive in 69. I know you were.
Barely.
So maybe you remember those Miracle Mets.
No.
No?
No. I don't remember being into baseball at that age. I was only five.
Oh, okay.
Maybe four, depending on when it was. But so 9-9, runners on first and second. Of course, they intentionally walked Alvarez, who has now been pulled for a pinch runner. Hopefully your guy, Miles Straw. Well,
no, Miles Straw's back down.
Back again?
Okay. Yeah. He was only up yesterday for the doubleheader.
I was hoping they'd keep him up.
Yeah.
Not I like that guy. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll take some phone calls on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Have a little fun today on the, as Charlie would say, penultimate day before the listener party.
Oh, yes. Are you excited about this listener party?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm excited because I want the listeners to have a great time and want to thank them all for helping us all get where we are. But I can't get too silly tomorrow night because I got something Friday morning I have to do early. So, you know, I will not be getting totally blitzed with the blitzers, but I'll have a couple.
Yeah.
Just have to play it. Have to play a little cool. That's
hey,
all.
Little programming note.
Yes.
Big guest on the Hall of Fame tonight with Booker T.
Yeah.
You can hear that. Well, when someone doesn't hit a transformer right outside our station and knock the station off, you can usually hear that from 9 to 11 here on our station. Goldberg.
Oh, wow.
Will be on with Booker T.
That's a pretty big name. Even I know that name.
Yeah.
So what happened with the – when did that happen?
Last night around 9:30, I got a text that the alarm was going off in the station. So they had to stop the show. Like, they couldn't finish the Hall of Fame because the alarm was going off because the power was off. Because someone slammed into a power pole or a transformer.
This is
right
like the second time this has happened in 3 weeks.
Yeah, guys,
because because we were leaving and the lights were out in the entire building. For some reason, we were still on air. It was fine, so you had no idea anything was wrong until you got outside, and they had the block shut off and everything else, and it was hard for me to get out of there.
We got to learn to drive in this town.
Well, good luck with that.
It's time.
Good luck with that.
Well, the one last week, they hit the power pole out front of the building, and it snapped in half and was leaning across West Alabama.
What the hell, people? I mean, do you just go out of your way looking for these things to hit? Oh, give up 6'10". We're beating you. Quit sending your people over to knock out the power. It's not going to work. Okay?
When I was in high school, one of my friends, a girl actually, had like a really old school, like, do you remember the Scouts? Those, like, I mean, it's like a giant, almost like a Humvee type Jeep.
Yeah.
She had one of those. It was beat to hell. And we would go driving around in it, and we'd go down country roads, and we would just run over mailboxes. And
we did stuff like that.
Yeah. High school kids. But never did I go into a major metropolitan city and slam my car into a light pole. Especially because if I was driving a car that would be left, you know, dead when it slammed into a light pole.
Well,
you've got to drive a tank if you're going to do that.
Well, yeah. So that one, I can't believe they did it again. Well, we're never fixing the drivers here. And here's the real problem. When we get off work, that's when people have gone to happy hour for a couple hours,
Yep. Especially
around the Galleria. My God, getting out of here sometimes is dangerous.
Yeah.
People just can't drive. That's Houston. That's one of the, you know, when you're checking off boxes, when people are thinking about moving here and you want the negatives, well, right now when it's 100 degrees every single day, it's pretty bad. But traffic and then drivers are 1 and 1A. And they go hand in hand because bad drivers create more traffic by crashing all the time. But we have the worst drivers on the planet. I mean, by far. And it just gets worse and worse. So if you're thinking about moving to Houston and you suck as a driver,
moving to Houston, just don't.
Yeah, just don't.
We're good.
We don't need any more people.
We're full.
Yeah.
Hey, bases loaded right now, Aaron. Is that the deal?
Yes.
Yuli at the plate. They walk Correa. Now Yuli's up, who looking for his third home run of the day, mind you. So
this would be a grand slam.
It would be a really good time to hit three home runs in the same game. Would be right now.
You know what? I'd settle for a double here. Although, I don't know, if you're going to bring in Osuna, maybe a grand slam would
be. Yeah, you need that extra run.
Would be the right, yeah. So, all right, guys, well, we'll tell you what happens when we come back. But right now, I'm going to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. It's back to school, football's here, and you're still not sleeping right? Take advantage of Texas Mattress Makers' factory direct pricing and get ready for some great sleep. And you'll be fully rested, sleeping on pocketed coil mattress sets. How about this? Now starting at $310. And they've got the variety of bed styles to meet your budget and your body. And guys, Yuval and the gang out there, they know everything about these because they make them and sell them directly to you. And yeah, you could go somewhere else and buy a mattress. You're probably, that's why I say you're going to save at least 50% going to Texas Mattress Makers because they make them. And they're going to custom fit you. And you're going to love it. And the cool thing is, besides that, besides saving a bunch of money, besides sleeping great, you're doing business with great people. Visit Texas Mattress Makers today. The new one out at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. See my man Lax. Or you can go to 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says, you're joking, right? Talking about Houston drivers. Austin is awful. San Antonio drivers suck. Dallas is okay. Listen, Austin's traffic's worse than ours because it's just not built for the amount of people there. The drivers aren't nearly as bad there. I'm sorry. I fear for my life every time I get on the freeway in this city. You know what? I'll be honest. I'd rather fly a single-engine plane by myself, not knowing how to fly, and I'd feel safer than I do on 59. Just today, I witnessed a guy dive across four lanes of the freeway to make his exit that, gosh, had only been coming up for a mile, but he decided at the last second to do that. Almost hits three cars in doing it. I saw another guy. This is one, and this is turning into one of my pet peeves because I'm seeing it all the time. You're at a light, and you're going to turn left. And as soon as the light changes, even though you don't have the right-of-way, the people who are going straight have the right-of-way, you take off and cut in front of them and try to turn left before they can go. Saw that. I've seen two accidents because of that. So those of you who are doing it, every time you do, I'm rooting for you to get in a crash because you're stupid. Yeah, that's exactly what dealt with just today. And that's only halfway of the trip.
Yeah.
So 936 says, recently divorced guy here, looking forward to hanging with y'all tomorrow at the party and getting out to enjoy a night out. Yep, that's how you get things off your mind, brother. Come hang out with us. We'll be fun. Take a look at the Twitch channel. Big Tex 14 said, hell, my parents weren't even born in 69.
Sorry, Fred.
I know. I'm feeling older every day. What are the odds the Astros take home 2019 Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and MVP? I would say Cy Young, unless Cole's out for an extended period of time. It's got to be Verlander or Cole at this point. So I'd say 60% there.
I'm going to go, I'll go even better than that. I'll go like 70% Verlander.
Okay. I don't mind that. And then Rookie of the Year, he's looking pretty good right now, but he does have to keep going. I'd say 45% on that one.
I'll probably go higher than that. I'll go 75% with him.
Okay. What about MVP?
I mean, are you asking if I think there's an Astro who's going to win the MVP? No.
Yeah, I'm going to go less than 3% there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even sure which guy you would put in front of the race right now. I mean, Yuli?
No.
Brantley?
I mean, Brantley may be the best guy. I mean, Brantley and Springer probably have.
Yeah, Springer missed so much time, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if he'd been healthy and doing what he was doing, he'd definitely be a contender. But, yeah, I just don't see an MVP there. So he says, don't move to Atlanta, worst drivers. Don't worry, man. I have no interest in Atlanta ever. I don't even like visiting there. But I'm telling you, the drivers are not as bad as the ones here. And if you guys drive in this every day, most of you do, if you're listening, you know damn well what a disaster Houston drivers are. You see them all the time. And the dumb little things they do that put people in danger because they're idiots. And throw happy hour on it, and sometimes I feel lucky to get out of the Galleria area. Let's try.
Bregman should be a legit MVP candidate. Bregman's not having the year he had last year.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
I don't think Bregman's the best player on the Astros.
Yeah.
No. Mike Trout's winning the MVP.
Right.
I think Rafael Devers is, he might get a few votes, but Mike Trout's winning the MVP.
Yeah, I don't know how Bregman's even the Astros MVP this year.
I don't think he is.
I mean, what's his average at now? He isn't having the best average year. At 276, that's fine, but, does lead the team in homers.
I'll tell you, the race that's interesting is the National League MVP race. Yelich, Bellinger, Acuna. Those three guys, all of them, they're all in the conversation.
They've all had different stretches this year where they were just ridiculous.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Bellinger started off the year unbelievably. So,
yeah, that's a race to watch. To me, the American League, it's Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say for the problem that Yelich is going to have in that National League race, those other two guys are basically a lock to make the playoffs. The Braves and the Dodgers are making the playoffs. The Brewers are very much battling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't make the playoffs,
Well,
I mean, I guess Mike Trout's not going to make
Mike
the playoffs.
Mike Trout's not making the playoffs. He makes the playoffs.
He also doesn't have a peer. There's no race.
Yeah.
If you don't make the playoffs and the other two guys that you're competing against did, does that count for something?
You know, even if Springer had stayed healthy and we're putting up Trout numbers, it's hard to argue that he's the MVP of that team because even without him, they're really good.
Yeah.
I guess best player on the best team kind of thing, but that's more of an NBA thing than a baseball thing.
Yeah.
Robert says anyone defending Houston drivers is one of the bad drivers. Probably so. Yeah. And 832 says, hey, Fred, I'm a UPS driver. I literally have to drive defensively for every knucklehead on the road. I feel bad for, and shout out to all our listeners that are, I know we have a lot of FedEx and UPS and guys like that delivering and a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers. I feel sorry for you guys having to deal with this crap every single day.
Yeah.
Because it's just amazing. People, you're right. You have to drive for everybody else on the road, not just yourself. It really shouldn't be that way. Let's squeeze in a call. Is that Troy or Tony? I can't really tell.
That is Troy.
All right, Troy. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
I'm headed to Vegas. I hear that. I'm headed to Vegas Sunday afternoon. If you had to place like a $200 bet on the Astros, what would you bet them on? And I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, if you have to bet on the Astros,
we're going to bet on them to win. Is he talking about betting him on to win the World Series or what?
I'm guessing that's what he's doing. I don't know the current odds, but I'm guessing the Astros are the favorites to win the World Series.
I think they're co-favored right now.
Okay, because if they are the favorites, I'm probably out on that. Let's see, they are the favorites plus 275. I don't think there's much value there. Dodgers plus 350, Yankees plus 350.
But if you're just a fan, you want something to root for.
Just put
$200 on that, and hopefully you cash a good ticket.
Boy, so after the three favorites that I mentioned, Astros, Dodgers, Yankees, there's a big jump. Next is the Braves at plus 1200. Cubs plus 1600, Indians plus 1600, Twins plus 1600, Tampa plus 2500.
I think you're going to have to figure they're going to have to go through probably the Yankees and the Astros.
They'll be a wild card if they make it, obviously.
Yeah.
But this predictor based on their schedule, Tampa has a 77% chance to make the postseason, according to Fangraphs.
And you're getting what number?
Plus 2,500.
What's the Mets number?
Not even listed.
Wow, because I find that a little interesting, a little intriguing, because they're pitching when they get to the playoffs. I mean, they're starting pitching.
Okay, never mind. There's a number up on the Mets now.
Oh.
It's plus 2,500 as well.
Okay.
No, current odds on the Mets as of, when was this? This was a week ago, so it's probably changed a little bit. The Mets were plus 20,000 a week ago.
Wow. Wow.
That's intriguing for sure.
It would have been intriguing then if I'd asked that question a week ago.
Yeah.
Because if they can get in the postseason, I wouldn't be shocked if they could get there. Now, I don't know if they could win the whole thing.
Tampa a week ago was plus 2,800. But for a team with a 77% chance of making the playoffs.
That's a pretty good number, yeah.
That's a really good number, man. 25-1 on it. I mean, really, if you gave me 25-1 on any team in the playoffs, I'd say that's probably a good bet. That's a good value, yeah. Especially in baseball. You know?
I don't mind that.
It's interesting. Mm. All right. I'm not betting baseball, though. I won't do it. I've got to stay committed to that. I will stay. I'm committed to Triangle Energy. I'll tell you that, though. And they're committed to you. You know how they're committed to you? They're committed to giving you fair pricing. They're committed to not throwing a bunch of BS offers at you that sound great on the surface but aren't real. But it's not that they won't. Uh-oh. White Sox hit a home run. Sorry, Ryan Pressly. 13-9, grand slam. I believe that will make it difficult for the Astros to win. Back to my friends at Tri-Eagle, though. Guys, they're bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days. Giving you the power to win free electricity for an entire year. You sign up for any power to win electricity plan, you'll get 2 Dynamo game tickets, 2 t-shirts, and be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Each time the Dynamo win a home game, Tri-Eagle is going to draw a lucky fan or customer, and they're going to win a free year of electricity. You can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177 or visit TriangleEnergy.com to learn more. PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Now 13-9, White Sox. All right, so we're going to do this giveaway, and Aaron's going to be the judge. This is for the people on the Twitch channel. A 3-day real-world Halo event is coming to Houston this weekend. Go beyond the game and enter a real-world Halo experience. You're going to get a pair of tickets to the Halo Outpost Discovery Houston this Friday, August 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Or get your tickets now at HaloOutpostDiscovery.com. Just get on the Twitch channel and put in the chat why you want to go. Why you deserve to go and be a real-world Halo person. And Aaron will pick the best one, and you're good. That's it. You have until 4:45, 8 minutes to get on there and tell them why you want to go. I kind of feel weird about is it just me, but a real-world Halo event? I don't think I'd want to go to a real-world Dungeons & Dragons event.
Yeah, you would.
But I'd like to play Dungeons & Dragons. Well, okay, if I could actually swing a sword at something.
Right, you would like that.
Or whack a magic user.
Exactly.
Hate magic users. All right, let's squeeze in a call. Kevin, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yo, is it cool to talk about any sport?
Well, if you're going to bring cricket to the table, no, but.
Oh, yeah, well, I wanted to bring up the Cowboys' Dak Prescott.
All right.
Like, could y'all tell him to stop this madness of asking for $30 million.
Well, apparently he's not asking for $30 million. Apparently they offered him $30 million and he passed on it. Yeah, we talked about that a lot. When was it? Monday?
Monday, yeah. Almost the entire first hour of the show. So if you go back to the podcast, we dealt with that quite a bit.
Yeah, Fred and I are both on the belief that Dak isn't a $30 million quarterback. But and he's definitely not a $40 million quarterback. But
he's going to get paid.
He's going to get some money. I don't know. It depends. He's not going to get paid $40 million.
No.
So if that's where he's drawn his line, then I don't know that he is going to get paid.
So, yeah, on the giveaway, the lady who had the really good one yesterday, if she weighs in today, I think that's who you should make the winner. But she has all of 6 minutes to do it. So we shall see. If not, somebody else can impress you. 713-780-ESPN. It says Halo experience sounds like a euphemism. Maybe.
I don't know enough about Halo to get in on that joke.
Yeah, I don't either. I know it's really popular. I
honestly didn't know it was still popular. I thought that was popular like 10 years ago.
Yeah. So, asking for a friend, the Astros just lost a season series to the White Sox. How does that happen? Well, you give up a grand slam in the eighth.
Well, how dare you, sir? There's only two strikes.
Yeah, they still have, they're one strike away from.
Unless your TV's ahead of mine.
Could be. I think we're going to give this one to the White Sox. Listen, they've had stretches this year. And for some reason, the White Sox have played really well against the Astros. But, you know, they've had stretches where they haven't played well. And, you know, now they're going through one. And honestly, just from a betting perspective, I thought about this starting the other day with that Orioles game. I was thinking just for the next 2 weeks, fade the Astros every single game and see if I can make
a
profit.
Plus fours, you might.
Well, yeah, if you're getting plus three and a half, plus four, I only need to win one out of three. And, you know, of course, now those numbers will come back down and it may not be worth it.
But I
also don't want to get in the habit of betting baseball.
I also think losing two out of three, I mean, this is the first series that they've lost. Since when? I know it's the first one in the second half. I'd have to go back to see when the last time they lost a series was. It was June 25th, 26th, 27th. They dropped two out of three to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Also not a really good team. They lost a series to the Yankees. They've been swept by the Reds this year, which is really weird. Lost a series to the Twins. Lost a series to the Rangers. Two series to the Rangers. And lost the opening series to the Tampa Bay Rays. So, I mean, what's that? Eight total series over the course of the season?
That's not bad. I'm
not worried about losing two or three to the White
Sox. And there was
Sox.
One stretch there where they lost, I think, two or three of those, where they were lost like 9 of 11 or something.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they lost three of those series in the first month of the season.
Okay.
So by the end of April, they had already lost three series. Since then, not much. Not much losing. This is their seventh one. Their seventh losing series. So I think they're okay.
All right. Tell the people about Carbach.
Yeah. Something else I think is okay is Carbach. What's wrong? Are you allergic to air? What's happening
Something has set me off to sneezing. Maybe it's the Astros bullpen, but I'm allergic to something here. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a ball game. White Sox win 13-9. Listen, Carb Oktoberfest 2019, September 19th through October 6th. Three weekends of free fun. Every Thursday through Sunday, they're going to have a Stein hoisting competition, some old school Oompa bands, wiener dog races, and more. And weekend one welcomes Texas native singer-songwriter Hayes Carroll, Austin-based psychedelic kumbaya band Money Chicha, and H-Town's vibrant DJ collective Bonbon Texas. I don't know a lot about those guys, but it sounds like a good time to me. And then Sunday, September 15th at the brewery, noon to 8, Super Villains and Brews, Cold Carbach Brews, costumes, cosplay, toys, games, local artists and vendors, and special guest DJ Gons. Guys, get out to Carbach's restaurant, the patio. I mean, it's fantastic. The food is great. And once again, everything on the menu pairs perfectly with one of the many fine beers they've got on the wall there at the Carbach Brewery. And some of those beers you can only try at the brewery. You won't ever be able to find them out in the wild. So you got to go to the brewery to check them out. Get out there to that restaurant. make it a point to get out there this week. Try them out if you haven't been. It's really about time. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to see what all the goings are on with their concert series, with their restaurant, with the brewery. And when you're out and about, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5. On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. If you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, please do. Got Cody's 11 observations from training camp today. He was out there, as he is pretty much every day. I have a Texans column on how they continue to make off-field news for all the wrong reasons. It's just been one bad look after another since then. And I, you know where I traced it back to? The draft when the Eagles jumped up and took Dillard right in front of them. Ever since then?
You know, and that goes down, that boils down to, if you don't have such a massive glaring hole, the Eagles don't know that, they don't know exactly where they have to jump to get the guy that you want. So, and by all accounts, and Lance Erline said today, he was out at Texans practice. He said that Titus Howard does not look good right now. Matt Khalil has not looked good.
I've heard a lot of code words for those guys that tell me they don't look good.
This is the problem.
Matt Khalil has been consistent.
Oh.
That's the word used on him. That's not what you say if a guy's playing well.
This is what's scary is the last couple seasons when the offensive line has been bad. And they haven't really done anything to address it. It's been frustrating. But this year, they like made a conscious effort to address it. They used two draft picks. And they still apparently are going to be a bad offensive line. That's bad. Now you're in trouble.
I mean, to me, it's hard to count on young offensive linemen. It's so rare when they come in and excel right away. And just because the Colts did it with Quentin Nelson last year doesn't mean that happens every year. Cowboys had a couple guys come in and be great right away, but for the most part, you know, it takes offensive linemen a little while. So, you know, there's no reason why those guys can't get better, but if you're expecting week one to have a better offensive line than you had last year, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think that's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, part of the column's about the stuff they're doing off the field makes you really wonder if they know what they're doing on the field. That's all.
So. Well, no, I mean, you know, and not having a GM, you think that's affecting them?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's supposed to be making the call here to go say, listen, I want Trent Williams. You know, throw your things on the table, Texans. Come on. That's their problem. They keep it in their pants. They need to put it on the table and say, I'm going to go after Trent Williams. And you know what? If I have to give up a higher pick than I wanted to, fine. I'm going to do my best to fix this offensive line. I'm going to be aggressive. But that's not what happens. Instead, it's, we're gonna keep it in our pants. We don't want to do anything. Also on the site today, Victor did a piece on the Dynamo GM being on Soccer Matters last night, talking about changing their manager. Got Bookie Busters, and Stephen the Weather Guy has his weather up.
You know what you don't have a story about?
Sneezing fits.
Oh, boy.
What the hell?
It's out of control.
It is.
Let me read you this headline. I wish you could have a headline like this on your website.
Really?
Flat Earther's homemade rocket grounded due to bad Craigslist water heater.
Boy, there is so much wrong with that.
Mike Hughes, who is called the Wile E. Coyote of Flat Earthers, apparently has a plan.
What does the Wile E. Coyote of Flat Earthers mean? Does that mean everybody drops a bomb on his head and he comes back?
No. It means that he is planning to strap himself to a rocket that will go high enough in the air to prove that the Earth is flat.
Okay, why not just go buy a plane ticket? That'll get you up to 34,000 feet.
Yeah.
You can see from there, right?
In the past, he's been thwarted by local governments and bad planning, but this time it was a bad water heater. According to his publicist, which, by the way, the fact that a flat earther has a publicist to talk about his flat earthing is disturbing. The faulty heater that Hughes bought for $325 off of Craigslist wasn't able to heat the water to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperature required to create the steam to propel the rocket. Hughes paid $50 for the nose cone of the rocket, which he plans to launch off the back of a semi-truck he was gifted. Schuster added that no one knows where the nose cone came from or what its original intent was, but Hughes modified it for its current purpose on the rocket. The launch is sponsored by HUD, a casual dating app.
Oh, yeah, that's the kind of people I want to date. Boy. Yeah, I want to be sponsored by a dating app, and I'm a flat earther. That's the kind of person on that app, AJ.
Yeah.
It's like, do you believe that the earth is flat? Oh, swipe right. Or whichever it is, left or right, I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I believe you.
I have no clue. I just know you have to swipe. All right, did you pick somebody, Aaron?
I did. Congrats to Pretty Fowl with a U, not like Pretty Fowl like a chicken or a bird of some sort. But yeah, email me aaron.rabold@galmedia.com with your name and your phone number, and we'll get you the tickets.
Cool. See, we're trying to show the Twitchers a little love. Man, can we stop calling them flat earthers? Because that makes it sound like there's actually some science behind what they do. Can't we just call them morons?
Yeah, but they're a specific line of morons.
Okay.
So you have to...
I guess you have to differentiate between all the other morons.
A regular moron.
How about we just call them earth morons? Of course, that could imply almost anything as well.
It's true. While we're on this note, I'll give you the best brisket story since Lance posted those pictures of his brisket. A man in Nashville was at Walmart, and he was seen by the loss prevention office shoving items into his pants.
Loss prevention office, huh?
Yeah, like their security department.
Okay, that's another one. Why do we need to call it that and not just security?
I don't know.
It's one word versus three because it's Walmart.
Pardon me.
Of course.
So, of course, his name's John Allen Honecker. They stop him. They discovered he'd placed two propane bottles in his pants along with a brisket.
I mean, how do you get... I mean, that guy's got to be... I mean, those propane bottles are big, even the small ones.
The brisket...
That guy's got to go four bills, man.
The brisket... No, he doesn't. He's just a... This is him.
That looks like a guy that would rob a Walmart, my goodness.
Yeah. That's the kind of guy who, when he sits next to you at the table in Vegas, you just get up and leave.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. The value of the items was $35. So I don't know if in Tennessee, brisket is just not very good or valued. But, I mean, that's... You add in those propane tanks. I don't know. That seems like an under... that'd be the low end of what it would be worth.
Yeah.
Well, the police came, and because Walmart decided to prosecute, so they decided, well, we've got to take this guy to central booking. Officers report that Honecker tried kicking out the windows on the police vehicle, as well as spitting a number of times inside, and slammed his head against the plastic partition separating the front and rear seat. After the officer called for backup, police said they attempted to place a hobble restraint on Honecker to prevent his attempts at causing damage to the police vehicle. That's when he allegedly attempted to kick the officer in the head and midsection. Police say he had a strong odor of alcohol about him, admitted to officers he'd been drinking, and advised officers to leave his drunk, bleeping bleep alone.
Okay.
He was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of an officer. Not wise guys.
Interesting.
But brisket theft, that's what it'll get you.
Yeah.
People hungry for that brisket.
Well, just don't post it on Twitter and make it look like it's really hard to cut through.
Nope.
Because then things will not go well for you. Even worse than being in jail.
Yeah.
I think Lance would have preferred jail to that.
I think so, too.
Big Tech says, loss prevention aren't actually able to touch you, I believe, so they aren't security. They can just ask you to empty your pockets. Said a buddy of mine was loss prevention at academy and got fired because he grabbed someone's arm that was trying to walk out the door.
So what's the purpose of them?
I don't know.
To deter the shoplifting.
Listen, if you can't touch me, not that I'm ever going to shoplift, but if you can't touch me, that's not going to deter me from shoplifting.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, oh, look, I got a propane tank in my belly. See ya.
Yeah, I'm afraid of shoplifting. I've always been afraid of shoplifting, even when I was like a wild kid. And I did a lot of dumb stuff when I was a kid. The one thing I was scared to do was shoplift. I don't know why, but it was too intense for me.
The academy I worked at in high school was known for shoplifting a lot. And one kid actually did get fired because he tripped some guy who was trying to run out of the store with like $300 worth of paintballs in a cart.
$300 worth of paintballs?
Yep.
In a cart?
Yep. He had his buddy waiting out front in a truck, and there was another guy who was going to help him unload, and the guy was walking from the front back to his department and heard everybody yell stop. And so he just stuck his foot out in front of him, and the guy tripped, and the kid got fired because they could have gotten sued. This is also another...
Now I know where to steal from. Academy and Walmart.
Exactly.
Don't steal, kids.
No, don't. But thieves are the worst. Thieves, murderers, and child rapists. They're all the worst.
I don't know if they all belong in the same category.
They do to me. I think they should all be put to death. Mm. I always love these. Like, the first 45 minutes of the show is nothing but sports, right? So then you get the one... You guys suck. Never talk sports.
Oh God!
Yeah, 45 minutes of the show. You tune in for five, where we happen to be talking about a brisket thief and a guy having brisket in his pants.
I hate the person who just texted that.
You know what? I don't. I just think you're going to die off soon. So go back to 610, because I'm sure there's riveting crap over there for you.
Talk sports, dude. What? Just imagine being the dude who the only thing you can talk about in your life is sports. You're such a weirdo. You're a weird dude.
No, you suck, Hoffman. Never talk sports.
If all you care about is sports, no one wants to be your friend. I promise you.
You're not getting laid.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
You're a dope. If all you do is talk sports, you have no friends. Imagine you go to the bar for 3 hours with your boys, and the only thing you talk about for 3 hours... is sports matches. Oh my God. I can't imagine a world where people are like that, but there are people like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's a tip for you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think people who don't like sports at all are kind of weird too.
Yeah.
But definitely. If you're that one dimensional, you need to stop worrying about what we're talking about and go get some help, get some therapy. It's good for you.
Well, I would say go hang out with your friends and have fun. But
if you
don't have friends, there's no question. And you're probably the guy sitting in the bar talking sports with your friends and thinking they're interested. I guarantee you, take a look at their faces. They're looking at their phones. They're checking out women. They're doing anything but listening to you. If you're talking sports for 3 hours, you're not interesting.
Well, if you're really into sports... and you're a booger eater like that guy who called, you know how you could feel really good about yourself?
Well, go listen to Pull It Low. He'll talk sports for two
hours.
Get
a hoop sporting equipment goal and go dunk on a 5-foot goal and feel like a big bad man.
How about you dunk on a 5-year-old?
You could do that.
Yeah.
And then he'll talk to you about sports. ProDunkHoops.com, that's where you get the best goal on the planet. Manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. And they've got the thickest steel.